Welcome back to the Press Box. A beautiful, cool weekend up here in Kentucky.
Yes.
Soon to be warmer and soon to be down in Tampa Bay this weekend for the Tampa Bay Derby.
Well, and Jeter, I would think that some of our peeps who are down there for the SEC tournament might have wagered a shekel or so.
A shekel or so
at Tampa Bay down. So that's a good thing. Before we go any further, let's remind the folks in the Press Box that our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. All right, so it is the Grade 2 Tampa Bay Derby. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, this race has really been developed into a very nice prep. They have the Sam F. Davis as a prep for the Tampa
yep.
Bay Derby, and then they come back with the Tampa Bay Derby, and it's now kind of a regular stopping point for many of the trainers on the road to the Kentucky Derby. This year is no different. Got some really nice horses that are going to be looking to pick up those all-important points to the Kentucky Derby, and also some nice horses getting ready to take that next step and towards getting their conditioning and all of their maintenance works and races in prior to the big race on the first Saturday in May. You know, Buzzy, you know, this race today really is going to be, I think, a separator for the contenders and the pretenders.
Okay.
And, it's just really got some really nice horses in it.
All right, we'll start breaking out field down for us.
Yep, Classic Causeway is where it all begins. He's expected to be the post-time favorite. Drew post position number four. Going to have Irad Ortiz coming over to ride for trainer Brian Lynch. I mean, this is a horse that's just kind of been right there, not getting a lot of notoriety because of, he's just kind of been in and around the mix. But
sure.
Starting to emerge a little bit, Buzzy. He ran second, up in the Grade 3 Iroquois Stakes. Well, no, I take that. Well, yeah, in the Iroquois Stakes, it's September 18th at Churchill Downs. He ran up there at Churchill Downs as well, Buzzy, in the Kentucky Jockey Club. And so here's a horse that's really kind of just been putting his conditioning in, getting his races in. But Brian Lynch is a very underrated trainer. This horse is very talented, has some speed. He won the Sam F. Davis over this track, comes back here. I think he's going to be a formidable horse. I really had thought he's moved up my rankings all the way this year and is now a prime contender. There are two horses or three in here that I think are worth watching, though, Buzzy, as possible upset-minded and possible contenders coming out of this race to
yeah.
move forward.
And they are?
Well, you know, the number one is Giant Game. This is a horse that ran third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile out at Del Mar, trained by Del Romans. He's going to have Joe Talamo coming down from Turfway to get up on in post position five. This horse was entered in the Fountain of Youth Stakes last week. They decided to scratch out of that race and come over here to Tampa Bay. This horse ran in the Holy Bull, did not run well, was right on the hip of the top contenders, Buzzy, but then
right.
he bailed significantly. There has been a rumor, and that's what it is to this point
yeah.
in time, that he had some throat issues in that race, that they may have been rectified since that race. This will be his first race since having that procedure, if he had it, and it'll be worth watching because this horse has a tremendous amount of talent. He's just a horse that I really think has a lot of potential. I thought he was going to win that Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year and just kind of
right.
got right up there to the hip of Corniche and just couldn't go by. But he's a horse that you've got to think if he has that problem fixed, will move forward. The other horse I really think is worth a major look is Major General. He won that Grade 3 Iroquois that we talked about earlier in the show, September 18th at Churchill. That was his last start, and he's been off since that September 18th race. He's trained by five-time Tampa Bay Derby winning trainer Todd Fletcher. He's going to have Javier Castellano up, breaking from post eight. Buzzy, this horse, I would be my number one pick if he had had a race before now. I just wonder about conditioning, but, man, Todd Fletcher's awfully good. I'm definitely going to use – this is a horse I really think could move forward out of this race and have a major play in moving forward towards the Kentucky Derby on the first Saturday in May. If I could bore you with one other horse.
You're not boring me at all. I love this.
I'm going to throw in Shipstational.
Yeah.
Two-time stakes winner, runner-up in the Sam F. Davis, trained by Ed Barker. Going to have Manny Franco up. This is a horse that I think has an outside chance as well. But I think he got compromised a little bit in the Sam F. Davis. I'm going to use him as well in here. My major three, though, are going to be Classic Causeway, Major General, and Giant Game. And I'm going to probably use those three over and under. Shipstational.
All right. Well, there you go. You can get all of Gene's picks, everything that's going on in it. I'm telling you, it is so exciting as we are getting closer and closer to the horses coming back to Kentucky, and then we will be on the cusp of another Kentucky Derby. The Press Box and our weekly racing preview is brought to you by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Bristnet.com, by Ellis Park, by Arlington Park, by Oak Grove Racing and Gaming, by the Fairgrounds, by Indiana Grand Racing and Casino, by Exacta Systems, by the KTA and the KTOB, and by the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Mr. McLean, warmer days are ahead. Enjoy the Saturday, enjoy the racing, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my great friend, and with the Cats down in Tampa.
Let's
the
go.
Big Blue roll this weekend and head into that big tournament they call the NCAA Madness, March Madness.
Yes.
And let's hang another banner over there at Ruff Arena.
Let's go. Have a great weekend, my friend.
See you, brother. Take care.
All right, take care.